Junior Story, Never Stop Learning. Weeks 1 through 3, You Didn't Quit.
I'll never learn to read,
shouted Pamela as she ran from the table and buried her face in the couch in the living room. Miss Jensen, her tutor, had been coming to Pamela's house twice a week to give her some extra help with her reading. Pamela had missed a lot of school last year and began this year still unable to read. Miss Jensen followed her and quietly sat down next to her. "Pamela, do you know why I decided to become a reading teacher?" she asked.
"No,"
replied Pamela, with her head still buried. "I couldn't read until I was almost 8 years old." Pamela sat up.
"You couldn't?"
"No. My family moved a lot when I was your age, so I had to change schools 3 times and fell way behind. In fact, I couldn't even sing the alphabet song until I was 7.
"I learned that when I was 4,
smiled Pamela as she blurted out the whole song.
"Wow," said Miss Jensen. "That was perfect. How did you get so good at that?"
"My mom sang it every morning to me as we read the alphabet book. We practiced it together."
"You did what?" asked Miss Jensen.
"We practiced it together until I could do it by myself."
"That's right," smiled Miss Jensen. "You practiced. You didn't quit. You worked at it day after day until it became easy for you."
Pamela thought for a minute.
"Is that how you finally learned the alphabet song?"
"Yes," Miss Jensen said. "When my parents found out how far behind I was in my reading, they hired a tutor to come help me. After I learned my letters, she taught me their sounds, and then we began making words. I had to work in the beginning and felt like quitting. But it became easier as I kept learning, and now I love reading. There's no greater gift I have ever received than the gift of being able to read. Because I can read, I can learn about anything I want, and with practice, you will be able to do the same."
Pamela stood up. "I'm not quitting. If you could learn to read, then so can I."